Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports. Local Monday sports includes Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons girls basketball at Grand Meadow at 7:15. And the Northwood Kensett girls basketball team is at home against North Iowa at 7:15. Black Friday at 10 a.m., I will broadcast the title game for Class A football at the Minnesota State High School Championships up at U.S. Bank Stadium. 11-0 and second-ranked Blooming Prairie and 11-0 and number one-ranked Bold out of Olivia right here on Power 96 Sports. Something's got to give. And it will. And we'll also stream that game online at kqprfm.com. Over the weekend, Albert Lea boys hockey team lost their season opener. That was Friday night at home when Marshall scored with 25 seconds left in overtime to win 4-3. The boys don't play again until December 2nd. The Austin girls basketball team is ranked 7th in the state in the preseason poll. They're off to a 3-0 start, too, including a couple of wins over the weekend. Austin boys hockey lost at home Saturday 7-5 to La Crescent Hoka. And Austin Pecker boys hockey team is 0-2 to start the year. And their girls team lost 3-2 at Red Wing. They're 0-3 to start the season. The Riverland Blue Devils women lost two basketball games over the weekend to Lake Superior and Central Lakes. The Riverland men beat Lake Superior Friday, and they moved to 6-0 with the win. And then Saturday, the guys were upset 67-65 by 2-2 Central Lakes, their first loss of the season. Well, that'll get their attention. And they're now 6-1. Congratulations, by the way, to Riverland sophomore guard Montrell Jacobs. He's from Milwaukee. He was named MCAC Southern Division Player of the Week, averaging 20.7 points a game while shooting 51% from the field and a scorching 53% from Treyland in three Riverland wins this past week. Austin Bruins swept the Minnesota Magicians 4-0 and 5-2. That meant they swept the weekend series and already the season series with the Magicians. The Bruins improving to 11-7, 2-2, and they're back in action Wednesday, taking on the Minnesota Wilderness in Cloquet, and then they'll have Turkey Day with family and friends before returning home on Black Friday to take on the Wilderness at Riverside Arena.